Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Happy New Year. We have Robert Griswold with us from Ready Made Resources, has a diverse background, knows a lot about unsettling a society and how to prep for that. And we're going to look at some geopolitics. Hopefully we can bring a little bit of that home. And we'll get to Bob in just a minute. But first of all, in the new year, you better be thinking about your preps. I just want you to go to foodwithdave.com, restaurant quality food, 25 year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so lots of variety, and a $250 special on, listen to me, this is really good, the 3-month emergency kit. You need to get as much as you can get because Biden is moving to a point where America is going to resist him and he will use food to crack down. We already have food shortages regardless of what Biden does. So you really need to prepare. Also, too, you need a good water filter because we've seen the grid tampered with, and I believe it's a beta test. A lot of people believe it's a beta test, and if we go to war with Russia, it won't be a beta test. So you'll have to scavenge for water. You need a good water filter. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter is excellent. They publish their research results at waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And not only that, they let's put it this way. They have a great special. That's what I like about these two companies. They don't raise rates. And then finally, let's suffer in comfort, shall we? The Mike Lindell people offering us a great special, 50% minimum discount. Sometimes it's more like the slippers are $28. They were $90, $92. It's incredible. So go to mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges for these great discounts. mypillow.com/Hodges, coupon code Hodges. Now, real quickly here, we have a merchandise store. Check it out, DaveHodgesMerch.com. Dave10 for 10% off. And you know, it has all our sayings and our clothing and everything. Just check it out. So anyway, we are looking at, I think 2023 is going to be a watershed year. I think the things that we're fighting against are going to come to a head. And we're going to hit some of those coming to a head topics tonight. Bob, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. Happy New Year.
Well, Dave, I would just, my sentiments exactly. I just, first of all, you know, I want to wish everybody a very happy and blessed New Year. You know, it doesn't matter what happens, to some degree, it doesn't matter what happens in the world. You know, if we have done our due diligence, prepping, getting right with the Lord, you know, our lives are going to be far better off than those, you know, the masses that just continue to go on the way they are. And you know, when the disaster happens, you know, they're left, where's the government? You know, and they're going to find out the government's not there, which brings me to your point. You know, and I've mentioned this before, and I want to just open up with this, and we'll go for a different direction in just a second. But in all Marxist revolutions, which we're in the midst of right now, this is not a, you know, just an election cycle. This is a full-blown insurrection, Marxism takeover of the United States. And just let's describe communism and describe socialism, because some people just have a misunderstanding. They don't know what communism or Marxism is. I mean, or socialism is. Socialism is when the government controls the means of production, okay? The means of distribution is still open to the private sector. So but the government controls that. So it tells you what you can produce, how you can produce it. You know, you can't produce these light bulbs anymore. You have to produce these light bulbs. You can't produce cars that make gas. You have to do this. So I think by any standard, there is a full-blown move towards socialism, which socialism, as they call communism-like. Communism, economic communism, is when the system of production and the system of distribution is controlled. So they control everything. And if we look at the system right now, the way, especially with COVID, what they did is, remember, who couldn't, mom and pop could not, you know, do business. And they shut down massive amounts of businesses in this country. And through regulations, they've shut down, you know, many other businesses. It's just like, you know, Biden all the time going, well, yeah, we can, we've given them 4,000 oil leases and they don't use them. Well, first of all, the lending companies have gone woke, so they're not going to lend the money. And the regulations that they put in place and the amount of permits that they need, I mean, it's dozens of permits to drill a well. So, in effect, I think I can make the case that, you know, for all their hype about January 6th being an insurrection, they are the insurrectionists. They're doing it right now. They are taking our free market enterprise system, and through government regulation and government control, they are taking a free market economy and, you know, making it so the government controls every aspect of it. On top of that, they are hyperinflating the money. I mean, you know, we just showed some real physical responsibility, didn't we, Dave? When $1.7 trillion, wow, you know, some real physical responsibility here. I mean, no, it's drunken sailor time.
Yeah.
And as Reagan said, you know, at least drunken sailors have to earn their money. These people don't earn it. They just print it and steal it from us and then spend it, and then it all comes back to them through one thing or another. One way or another, you know, this kickback's coming back to them all. And that brings me to my point of why I think we're in the throes of an insurrection of communists in this country, is the tenets of a communist movement or a communist takeover of a country. There's two tenets they have to follow. And I think I mentioned this last time. The government can't protect you, and the government can't provide for you. And I don't mean provide meaning welfare provide. I mean the government can't allow the normal supply chains in a free market economy to happen. So I just want to make it clear, when I say provide for you, I'm not talking about sending billions of dollars off to people who don't want to work on welfare. I don't mean that. I mean, you know, they can't provide your oil. They can't provide the beef in the stores. They can't provide it even at a reasonable cost, because they've hyperinflated the economy. So let's look at that just for a second. What have they done to police around the country, Dave? I mean, if they didn't defund them, they've emasculated them. You know, the cops can't be cops. And we see just this epic, you know, wave of terror in our country. I mean, what happened in Idaho with those four students? I mean, and I just watched a video of this guy walking down the street, and this other guy just took a knife out, cut his throat wide open, fell on the ground, and you could just see the river of blood. Now, in Illinois, it just went into effect, the no bond law. So, I mean, if it plays out the way it's allegedly saying that it's going to play out, you know, you can go second-degree murder somebody, you can rape somebody, you can do a home invasion, and you're going to be let go on your own recognizance. And, you know, it's just like a traffic ticket. You got to show up at traffic court. If the DA decides to prosecute you at all, which we've seen around the country with woke DAs in these woke cities, you know, they don't prosecute people. They let them go just to keep doing what they're doing. So we are in a complete middle of a communist takeover of our country. No bones about it. They are making it the police can't protect you. They're making it the government can't protect you. And parts of the government, you look, federal law enforcement and such, they're actually turned against you. So it's not that they're in the protection business anymore. They're in the persecution business. And then the government can't provide for you. And the whole purpose behind that is so that you lose faith in our constitutional form of government. And then when they bring in their strongman, which hammers everybody and hammers the criminals, they're using the criminals right now to undermine the system. But, you know, just as in all Marxist revolutions, eventually those criminals, they hammer them hard, and everybody hoops and hollers about it and says, man, we need those guys in here. And bingo. What do they call it? The Hegelian dialect. And that's what we see going on right now. On top of that, we're seeing our infrastructure, which I do think, Dave, the infrastructure attacks we're seeing, which are numerous, are probably being done by foreign assets. Now, when I say foreign assets, I mean there's a good probability that China, Russia, Iran, one of these, North Korea, are doing this. Now, I'm not saying they're sending North Koreans over here doing it, or Chinese people are coming over here doing it. It could be that, because we know how many are crossing our border that Joe Biden's just flooding in into the border with no checks and balance, nothing, you know. And so we don't know, but they could easily hire, you know, secondary assets, and then, you know, they're doing this testing on our power grid. I can promise you they also have the communication grid in sight. And then I would look this year to see a coordinated electrical and communication grid takedown at the same time. And it's funny, because it's not funny. I mean, it's funny watching the government squirm, because, Dave, have you seen what they're calling them? A burglar attack. That's what they call Washington. A burglar attack. Was it the Hamburglar? Or, I mean, maybe Billy Bob with his pit bulls and a AR-15. These attacks, being nationwide the way they are orchestrated, concerted, and I would say there's state elements involved in it.
What do you mean by state elements?
There's a state, I don't mean like individual states in the United States. It's state action. China, Russia, Taiwan, Iran.
Along those lines, I want to digress for a moment. I reported on this today, and it's mysterious. Canada, Australia, and Biden, through an executive order, are severely limiting the number of Chinese immigrants that can come into America. And
racist people.
Yeah.
Remember when Trump did it? He was a horrible, bigot, racist monster.
Bob, let me finish my question.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm looking at this here, and first of all, they're claiming 50% infection rate in China. That's bogus. They had way too many people on the street, and the people would be protesting if the country was that disabled. So that's bogus. I wonder what's really going on here, and I'll tell you what I think, and I get your reaction to it. I think they're setting up an excuse to lock down the three countries again, and they're building that narrative now.
Absolutely. And on top of that, Dave, the quote, when goods don't cross borders,
Armies do.
And, you know, Dave, I don't see anybody that thinks that we are not heading in a war cycle, that knows what they're talking about, that doesn't think that we're in a war cycle building up. But keep in mind, the elements of World War II were started in 1918 at the Treaty of Versailles, because the war was never concluded in a proper manner. You know, we've never concluded properly what we did with Korea, Iran, Afghanistan. When the Soviet Union collapsed, we absolutely took advantage of it, even though we said we wouldn't. We said, you know, we're not going to offer NATO membership to former Eastern Bloc countries. And, you know, one side of the mouth was saying that, the other side of the mouth was saying, hey, you want to join? So, you know, everything that builds pressure to go to war, we're seeing in play right now. Everything. The fact that China is looking at us bogged down and depleting our weapons inventories in Ukraine while they're developing, they're developing their land asset capabilities. Their tanks, if you've looked at, their new tank is pretty impressive. They're exporting that around the world. So as we see, United States, you know, our money is being devalued, and they know it. They look at these people spending this money, and they realize that there's no fiscal responsibility. And a nation is, at its heart, its economy. You don't have an economy, you don't have a nation. And so as we continue to spend ourselves into, you know, just oblivion, you know, Rand Paul in his rant in Congress the other day, you know, spelled it out very clearly that, you know, our economy is suffering catastrophically because we have morons, greedy, self-absorbed, self-interested morons in charge. I mean, the billions and billions of dollars that we're sending overseas, that a lot of times we've borrowed from communist China and other people, there's no accountability to it. There's been no accountability to the money that Zelensky has and what he's done with it. And we know, you know, I personally believe a lot of those weapons have ended up on the black market. And all the while, Russia's just bidding their time. Granted, Russia's made some mistakes in the fighting of this war. But I agree with Scott Ritter, former UN weapons inspector, that we're going to catastrophically lose this war. And why wouldn't we? I mean, what did we do in Afghanistan? We catastrophically lost the war. What did we do in Iraq? We catastrophically lost the war. What did we do in Libya? We catastrophically lost the war. What did we do in Vietnam? We catastrophically lost the war.
I mean, I don't know that I totally agree. We catastrophically lost the war. We prolonged the war.
In which country?
Pick Vietnam, pick Afghanistan, pick Iraq. We artificially prolonged, well, we created the conflict in many cases and artificially prolonged it for the benefit of the military-industrial complex and the banks so they could make money.
Well, I mean, if you look at it as a victory for the arms dealers and the banks, yes, it was a tremendous victory. If you look at it from national prestige, I mean, we left, if you remember how we left there, I mean, you know, landing helicopters on top of the embassy while everybody was trying to get into the embassy to scurry out because they didn't get left behind. And today, Vietnam is unified under the communist government. Today, we left $82 billion of weapons behind in Afghanistan, which I think maybe Victor Boot or whatever, how do you ever pronounce his last name, Bout Boot, maybe might have some fingers in dealing with those weapons. But the Taliban is back in charge. ISIS is back in charge. Women cannot go to school anymore. Women have to wear Yes, thank you. They have to wear that. So all those advantages that we supposedly gave them have all been going away. And that's the same thing when Russia left, the same thing happened. You know, they took back over and we lost thousands of our soldiers over there and between Iraq and Afghanistan, $2 trillion. And today, Afghanistan is back to hands of Taliban. Libya, I mean, you know, he was a evil guy who was in charge that kept law and order. Today, they've lost that, and you know, it's a habitat for weapons smugglers, sex traffickers. You know, just every foul breed of humanity is there, and. You know, we went in there, you know, Hillary, we killed him. And then I look at Iraq. Iraq was a horrible foreign policy disaster based on a lie that there were weapons of mass destruction there. There might have been some, but there weren't the ones that they alleged that were there. And we went in there and spent a tremendous national treasure and got bogged down. So that's what I mean when we suffered loss. And I look at that track record and say, if I, you know, juxtapose that on what we're going to do in Ukraine, you know, I would say, you know, we're not going to do well. We're going to leave, and that's what Scott Ritter was saying, was saying that we are going to catastrophically lose in Ukraine after spending billions, tens and tens of billions of dollars with a former, you know, comic, and every day more video comes out about this guy of what he was before he got into office, and he was really just a pervert. God knows what kind of blackmail material he has on not only the Bidens, the Democrats. I mean, because Lurch's son, Pelosi's son, all of them were taking money out of Ukraine. Hunter Biden taking money out of Ukraine. So we don't know what kind of blackmail material that Zelensky has on them all. That he's doing that, and then I'm sure a lot of that money that we're going over there is going into accounts that's filtering back to politicians, FTX, you know, big Democrat laundering thing. So, Dave, this world is in a war cycle. I think it probably is bad or worse of any war cycle we've been in. We see Axis and allied powers develop, just China right now. China is developing weapons at an incredible fast pace.
Can you give an example?
DF-17, hypersonic missile. Okay, their new J-20 fighter plane, that's the one that supposedly goes 3,400 miles an hour and has stealth capabilities. They're a new tank. It's a third generation tank. They say it's equivalent 125 millimeter smoothbore, reactive armor, all of it. That tank. They're developing new aircraft carriers, not the jump jet aircraft carriers, but actually one with catapult systems. They're supposed to have four of them by 2035. So those are just some of the weapons that they're developing. Plus, I mean, they're developing their cyber warfare on an incredible rate, and we all know that, thank you, Herr Fauci, that they're developing biological weapons that could not only just kill people, but, you know, they have biological weapons that would kill our cattle, kill our chickens, which we see right now. I don't know how many 100 million chickens have died with this chicken flu that's going around. And also blights that could attack our wheat fields, our corn fields, and they've developed all that. Now, I don't know what the United States has done, because we supposedly are abiding by the Biological Weapons Treaty, but, you know, with Ukraine handy, and those bioweapons labs that we weren't running for so long, but now we admit we're running, we don't know what they've been doing there. And I've actually heard from people who say they know we were actually doing live subject tests. You know, Unit 731, what the Japanese were doing, actually had live human hosts we were doing things with. So that's just a few. I mean, the DB-26, the DF-26, the DF-21, DF-17, all these missiles that they've developed that are specifically designed. One DF-17, they can say, says at 7,600 miles per hour, can take out an aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, yeah.
So, and I go back to the time I was in China, and I'm not going to say who, but I was having dinner in Beijing, and, you know, we started talking about, you know, Taiwan, and, you know, it's just, I was being polite and listening, and, you know, that's what you do is listen. But the comment was made, China views our involvement in Taiwan the same way, Dave, you would view if some man was making smooch on your wife. You know, you wouldn't look at that very well. And that's, China sees us doing that. So it's already antagonism to them. And like I said, if you, from what they're polling the youth in China, I mean, in Taiwan, up to 40% say they don't care. They think life will go on the way it is. And big business in Taiwan wants to start doing business with the mainland again because they realize there's a lot of money to be had. So, you know, we're going to always hear the story on this side of the pond, you know, oh, every person in Taiwan is ready to shoot every Chinese person they see, native Chinese, you know, mainland Chinese. And that's just not the case. It's just not the case. And so it'll be curious to see. And I do think, you know, I'm stepping on a little bit of a limb here, because I do think China, it looks like they're doing some very, very realistic war games, or they're planning for early invasion this year.
Snap drills?
Maybe late January, February.
Bob, snap drills?
And keep in mind, Taiwan only has 30 days worth of oil. So what are you going to do? Are you going to pull up super tankers to Taiwan in the midst of a war? How are they going to get that oil there? I mean, you're not going to pull up. What insurance company would allow, you know, this huge oil tanker to pull into Taiwan to offload that oil? You know what that is. They're slow. They're easy targets. And, you know, good grief, one of them hit an oil tanker. Can you imagine the economic, I mean, the ecological damage you would do? The fire? There's no way in the world they're going to pull oil there. Taiwan does not make any oil. So so even if they stretched it out to 2 months, that's it. All China has to do is a battle of attrition, and then they don't have any oil. Food. Can't produce food.
Bob, I don't know if you, excuse me, yeah. I don't know if you heard me, but I was asking, do you think these military drills by China with regard to Taiwan are snap drills that will turn from a drill to an actual attack?
Yeah, and I think you'll see it real quick, because there'll be a decapitation strike. There'll be an EMP strike, and then a decapitation strike, take out the leadership. I think that's what China will do. And then I think that a lot of citizens, instead of seeing their beautiful, I mean, I've been to Taipei. It's beautiful. I mean, it's a city of rich heritage, rich history. Just, it's a beautiful city in every way. I mean, you get up in Taipei 101, that's the super skyscraper, and you stand at their observation tower at the top and look around. I mean, it's just a huge, beautiful city. And how many of those young people are prepared to see that destroyed and economic ruin come to them? Or would they just say, let's acquiesce to China and, you know, enjoy it, have sort of an agreement where we have some autonomy, but, you know, Beijing is our master, you know, serf feudal system, and go on from there. And then big business in Taipei, you know, would say, you know, we want to reopen up where we can start doing business with you again, in which China would definitely welcome that. And then if that goes that way, Dave, even though we are now building microchip factories in the United States, it's going to be a decade before those really come online and do anything. They might be able to rush it, but, you know, 5 years, 6 years. But you would literally, if those microchips were cut off, you would literally see a 15% drop in GDP. And if we think a recession's bad, because we are heading into a recession, if you think the 2023 recession's bad, add another 15% drop in GDP on that. That turns from a depression to the D word. Depression.
We don't have 15% capacity to lose.
Well, precisely. And we're keep getting deeper and deeper involved in Russia. We commit day by day, Dave. I mean, the Chinese are looking at it, and they must be giggling. In fact, I know they are. They're looking at us, you know, day by day. We're putting more troops in closer to harm's way. If we put those Patriot missile batteries in Ukraine, you're going to have U.S. troops or U.S. contractors there to assist in the deployment of those weapons. Those aren't something you just sit there and, you know, put them there and push a button and everything's hunky-dory. These take an extensive amount of training. Even with U.S. troops, they say they're always, when we deploy the Patriot missile with U.S. troops, there's always the contractors there that know all the ins and outs of the missile. So, you know, Russia's vowed to take those out. And so they deploy those Patriot missile batteries. Russia takes them out and kills U.S. soldiers. What does that leave us? And every step of the way, these people, I mean, are leading us into a war. Insane people are leading us into a war. The Chinese, I imagine the Chinese people in and of themselves don't want war. The government doesn't care. I don't think the American people, I think really the tide has turned against Ukraine as far as people wanting to keep funding Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah.
Since the truth has come out, who wants to go have a nuclear war over Ukraine? But these insane people, because of greed, that just keep getting paid off and paid off and paid off and love violence, and their whole death cult philosophy is you reduce world population. I was listening to a person on USA Watchdog, Greg Hunter, and he was saying that this next war, a third of humanity would die. You know, the DOD expert.
That's a low estimate. I've heard much higher numbers than that. I've heard more like 75% if it's an all-out war.
And how many people in the United States know how to live without electricity? How many people in the United States know how to grow a garden? Especially the Generation Zs. I mean, do they know how to grow a garden? Do they know how to hunt? Could they even get any food? I mean, can they do anything for themselves? I mean, I would say most of them, no, they're useless. They know how to play video games. But, you know,
Bob, are we going to have a draft?
I think we're standing on the edge of hubris like we've never stood on the edge of hubris before, Dave.
Do you think we're going to have a draft?
I mean, what do you get a draft? Emasculated man?
Okay, we know the gene pool is depleted. But do you think we're going to have a
draft?
That,
precisely. What do you get? I mean, you look at them. Either they're grossly overweight. They don't know what gender they are. You know, what's there to draft? Cannon fodder? That's what you'd be drafting. Right now, as it is right now, the U.S. Army is having very difficult times meeting recruiting needs because obesity, drug addiction, you know, thank you, Joe Biden, fentanyl coming across the border in, you know, genocide-type levels. Joe Biden, thank you. You know, I know you. I know you're getting your kickbacks from it. And you know, I know all of them are getting their kickbacks.
How far do you think Joe Biden will go to stand down, since China owns him when the war starts with Taiwan?
I don't think we'll defend Taiwan.
I don't either.
I don't think we will. I think we'll look at it and realize it's not worth it. The American people don't want it because they realize where it would go very quickly, and you know. I don't think we will. And that will be the last foreign policy decision the United States ever makes because of any consequence. Because once we don't defend them, every nation on earth will know that's a paper tiger. I mean, Dave, it does not escape the intelligence agencies around the world of our track record in war. It has not escaped them. Draw it out, attrition, cut and run. And that hasn't escaped Russia. It hasn't escaped China, Iran. You know, it hasn't escaped them. Korea.
Yeah, but I'm going to go back to this again. You didn't fully answer my question. Do you think we will have a draft here in America?
I think they'll try, yes.
Okay, that's my point.
I think you have to.
Not that you have quality or not. So, in other words, parents need to be worried about concealing their children.
Yeah, cannon fodder, that's what they are. I mean, exactly. You get a kid who's 50 pounds overweight, what's he going to do? He can't run. He can't do – kids, they can't do any push-ups. You go to Walmart and look. And just look and see. If you go any place young people hang out, go and look and watch. Do some recon. And I don't mean this, Dave, I don't mean this in an insulting way. I don't. I know in a lot of ways these kids are products of the system of easy divorce when the two or three parents know father to give direction. The food that's just absolutely garbage doesn't do anything for them but make them sick and overweight and mentally toxic. And so it's all done, and then the drugs, the fentanyl just keeps pouring into this country like crazy. And then you know, at the same time, they're deciding whether I get the knife out and cut something off, and then I'm on benzodiazepines the rest of my life. I mean, do you think I'm misassessing that?
No, but you're not talking about the majority of kids. You're talking about a significant number. But what I'm saying is, my belief is, Zelensky's going to say, well, our weapons are no longer working, Russia's winning, we need to have your soldiers here, we need your kids.
Well, absolutely, and we're already doing it. We keep putting soldiers over there right on their borders. And, you know, you put armies that don't like each other close together, along with a lot of weapons and a lot of hate rhetoric on either side. And Dave, forgive me for being maybe naive, but I think that's a recipe for war.
Well, I don't listen, I totally agree with you. So then we need to talk to the parents that are listening right now. You got an 18-year-old, 19-year-old. Bob, I don't know about you, my kid, he's not going to that war. I don't care what we've got to do. I don't care if we have to move to Belize. He's not going to this war.
No, I'm not. I've had two sons fight for this country. I've given enough. You know, I've given enough. I had a Marine and a JSOC guy. So I've given enough. Sorry, it's just not happening again.
How do you conceal your kids? Bob, how do you conceal your kids from the draft?
Just lots of ways. Just get creative.
Let's talk about some ways.
Make sure they have a passport. And, they can get into a country.
Without extradition.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to see one of my sons die now for a war that's so preventable. This war is so preventable. And this is where elections have consequences. Because if Donald Trump had rightfully been given the position the voters gave him, we wouldn't be having this right now. We wouldn't. He was not beholden to Zelensky. He's not being blackmailed by Zelensky. He would have definitely assured the Russians that we don't have, designs on making NATO bigger and threatening you. I mean, you look what he did with Kim Jong-il. I mean, he stepped across the demilitarized zone. First president ever. And Kim Jong-il didn't launch any missiles during that time. I mean, now we have the warmonger, death cult warmonger, child molester, greedy traitor that just sold out to the Chinese, the Russians, everybody. And we're on the brink of a very, very bad war. And I don't think Americans, because we just are saturated with entertainment, have a real grasp of the situation right now. I don't think we understand Russian thinking. I don't think we understand Chinese thinking. And that hubris, that we have of our military can beat anybody. Well, I think we're in for a very rude awakening. And I think we're going to see Russia win this war. And I think if China goes into Taiwan, there's a very good chance we won't even do anything. We'll do token sanctions and all that. But it won't be long before the elements in Taiwan, or the elements that don't want, Chinese Beijing's rule, will disappear, and business and be a national movement towards reuniting with the mainland. And I think that will probably be America's last hurrah as far as having any real say on the international geopolitical scene. Because it'll just show, like I said, and this is sad stuff, Dave, to see this happen, because we have a moron and a group of morons who are more concerned with lining their pockets than protecting a nation. And if you think I'm overstating that, just look at our southern border. It's flooding across. They are actively working to overthrow this nation. And
that's why you have to have millions.
It's very sobering stuff.
Yeah, but Bob,
and I haven't even talked about Mendivez, his 10 predictions for 2023. And, I think a lot of people this time have read them. Bretton Woods will collapse. Large stock markets will collapse. UK will try to rejoin the EU, which will bring the EU down. Fourth Reich will be created. Oil at $150 a barrel. Dave, what I was saying before the program, we were talking, it's not so much the individual items that he's talking about, like picking one item out. It's the collective thinking of put that together, because it deals with money and it deals with conflict. That's what he's saying. And Mendivez is basically saying the United States is going to, go into civil war, which, we're already in an ideological civil war in this country. The positions are so polarized. It's already there. And he understands the nature that BRICS is developing. The United States is going to do everything it can to maintain dollar supremacy, including throwing our neighbors under the bus, throw the Brits under the bus, throw them all under the bus. But at the end, I don't know if it's going to be enough. And as the BRICS nations expand, we understand that this is what's really driving the battle, you know, is money. Two financial systems competing together, the G20 and the BRICS.
Yeah, I agree, because it's digital versus gold. I agree. But I think there's another element here. This is lining up to be Mark of the Beast, Satan, and those not under their control. And that's what the war is about.
You know, Dave, I tell you, you know, it's just like I'm going to talk to Jamie about this tomorrow.
Jamie Walden?
Yeah, Jamie Walden. You know, I was in prayer the other night, and actually I was out with my wife. We were celebrating New Year's Day early Saturday night. And all of a sudden, this is totally different. But the word Pan, like the ancient deity, the Greek deity Pan, dropped into one of my folders in my brain, and started pondering it. You know, on the way home, I was pondering it, talking to my wife about it. I came home and started studying it, Dave, because that whole thing I've mentioned about reading St. Augustine, The City of God, and how Christians forbid to worship the old pantheon of gods, and then they were blamed for all the natural disasters. Well, it just so happens, when you think of Pan, and we see this resurgence of these you know, ancient deities, Dave, I could not believe this. Pan, do you know what root words come?
You're breaking up a little bit, Bob. Can you reorient it?
Okay. The root words come pandemic, from the god, the deity Pan. And what did the pandemic bring? Panic. Panic comes from Pan. And pandemonium. And pansexualism. And we're just seeing United States go deeper and deeper and deeper into demonic theology. Demons are taking over this nation. The nation's soul has been possessed by demons. And where it's going to lead us, and what the Lord spoke to me in that, and he goes, there are very dark days ahead for the sons of Adam. Now, that's subjective. I felt like the Lord told me that. So it's not biblical. It's not canon. It's not another verse added to the end of Revelation. But that's what I felt like the Lord said. There's very dark days ahead for the sons of Adam. And because I was stunned. I didn't realize pandemic, panic, pandemonium, pansexualism all came from that ancient deity. And from Pan became the Baphomet, which we see everywhere now. They're putting it everywhere. The Baphomet was Pan was the evolution into the Baphomet. And, I mean, you know, you can watch this video. I pray about it before you watch it. Billie Eilish, she's sitting there, and they rip her shirt open in the back so you don't see anything of sensitive nature. And they take about a dozen hypodermic needles and jab her in the back. And she evolves into a fallen angel. Wings sprout out of her back.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's there. Good girls don't go to heaven or something. All good girls go to heaven, whatever it is. Song. Yeah. I mean, she morphs. Actually, Steve watched that, and he was, like, stunned. Steve Quayle. And then I told him about that, what the Lord showed me about the pandemic being. The pandemic brought panic and pandemonium and pansexualism, because it exploded during that time. And it was all because we resubmitted to a false deity. And I want to give a historical reference to this, Dave. And I've used this before. Italy and Germany were the highest of evolved nations the world had ever seen. Art, literature, science, you name it. They excelled in it. They gave in to doctrines of demons, and their nations lay in ruin. We're giving in to doctrines of demons. The Baphomet, the Canaanites, Baal, all of it. You can just see it flooding into our nation, forsaking of Christianity in mass. People are forsaking Christianity in mass. And not only that, but the Christianity that's left is apostate Christianity. And do you think we're going to fare any different than Italy and Germany? Do you think we're going to fare any different than Russia or any other nation that has gone down this route? And so it brings us to the point, you know, we saw how vulnerable we were in this just this last Arctic blast. I mean, Dave, people were out in sub-zero temperatures looting TVs.
I know.
I mean, it's just civilization broke down very quickly, stealing food. I could understand that if people didn't have any food. I understand that. You know, don't necessarily agree with it, but prepare now. Don't wait till you have to go steal food. But TVs, just looting stores to loot them. When the big power turnoff happens, the grid collapse happens, and the grid came very close to collapsing during this storm. It was, and they were, it just, even in our area, they were doing roving brownouts. I don't know about you, but we had roving brownouts because the grid couldn't handle it. But if the grid did come down and you see Buffalo in the middle of sub-zero freezing Arctic temperatures, snow, you know, waist deep, people are out looting, what are they going to do if it's in the summertime and the power grid goes down? This is why I'm saying Germany gave in to doctrines of demons. Nazism was an occult religion. We've given in to doctrines of demons. I mean, you see it. The Commonwealth Games, that big Baal, the Moloch.
No, the Bidens, the Pelosis. We don't have to go to that level of analysis, Bob. Biden, let me tell you what a monster Biden is. Under hospital rules, up until just this week, if you had a religious exception to abortion, you were not required as a nurse or a doctor to participate in an abortion. Biden did away with that and said these people can now be fired. What a monster.
I know.
What a monster he is.
Mandated death. You have to be a mandated killer. You have no choice. I'm going to mandate you. You have to murder that baby. And Dave, I tell you this. I have a 20-year-old son, my last son I have, Joshua. We adopted him on Christmas Eve as a two-day-old baby. It was a miracle baby. And I looked at my son that I love so dearly, and now he's married with a baby on the way. And I realized somebody could have murdered that child and called it a right.
Exactly.
And I look at my son with all the joys he's had, all the things he's accomplished. I mean, flight school, ham radio operator, just helped me build stuff for all the property, helps run Ready Made Resources now. And some doctor could have been said, you have to go kill that baby. So because I'm an adoptive parent, I have a special, I don't know, just love for those children that could be saved. But anyhow, yeah, it's a monster. And the ones that do live, he tries to molest them.
Yeah, like his own daughter in the shower, let's just be honest.
Yeah, so Dave, I just want people to really assess the situation, and I've mentioned this many times. Get a pad of paper out, be a little intelligence officer, write down, okay, collapse, not collapse, or whatever you want to call it, okay, good, bad, whatever, and write down all the things that would indicate a catastrophic global shift, great reset, is going to happen. Not only the fact that they're telling you it's going to happen, you know, digital currency, you won't own anything, all that. The fact that we just see, you know, 500 new vaccines coming out and new diseases. Boston University just made that new COVID that killed 70% of lab animals. I mean, so just start writing that down and then write the good stuff down. You know, this is why it's not going to happen. And do your own assessment.
There's nothing to
stop
what's going to happen.
Don't believe Bob Griswold. Don't believe Dave Hawkins.
There's nothing to Bob, there's nothing to stop what's happening. There's no judge. There's no DOJ. No FBI. No executive branch. The Republican. I did a podcast today. I said, today is the day you should leave the Republican Party. They're all owned. Their leaders are owned by the same people that own the Democratic Party. And I've proven it time and time again. We have no recourse, is what I'm saying. Except, you know, relying on the redemptive power of Jesus Christ.
That's all we have. That's all we have. And that's why I encourage people, you know, tonight, before you go to bed, pull out your Bible, read Psalm 91. and follow it. Don't read all the good stuff without realizing it's predicated by, if I dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. All that other good stuff that you want doesn't come to play unless you dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. So you can quote and claim, you know, a long life and, you know, all the stuff it says, and then live like the devil, but it's not going to do you any good. You've got to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Because I'm telling you, I've done these analyses as many times. I'm not going to go into it, but I did some pretty, I would say, it's, put it this way, I found things out that totally surprised groups of people, but they had no clue. Okay?
And on that note, Bob, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, maybe one day I'll see you, I'll tell you. But smuggling patterns. Okay, just say that.
Children.
No, other stuff. But weapons. And I can tell you.
Yeah, we're into an area that you can't go into. I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we are living, I think, in spiritually and physically the most dangerous day since Noah built his ark. And I'm not using that as hyperbole. I'm not using that. That's not exuberant speech. I believe it in reality, that we are spiritually living in the most spiritual, dangerous time since Noah went on the ark. The remanifestation of the gods of old. I mean, Mars, the god of war. Pan, the Baphomet, Baal, all these gods coming back and manifesting with them. And that's why, like I said in prayer the other night, that's what I felt like the Lord laid on my heart in a very, very strong manner. There are dark days ahead for the sons of Adam. So, you know, the trinity of things I tell people to do: draw close to the Lord, have him infuse you with his power and his courage, surround yourself with good men and women, warriors, and not necessarily, I don't mean people who can pull a trigger on a gun, I mean spiritual warriors that understand the nature of the battle we're in. That we're, you know, what did Martin Luther say in his the speech of Mighty Fortresses Are God? Unless the right man, Jesus, were on our side, our striving would be failing. That kind of warfare. And then, Dave, the food, water, night vision, communication. I think this last storm proved the absolute need for communication.
Oh, no question. Well, let's we got about a minute left. Let's take a minute and talk about ready-made resources, because you can really help a lot of people.
Okay, you know, Dave, we just got a new product called Arcturus. These people, I mean, $40, they make a 80-20 blend wool that's not been poisoned, so they don't put all kinds of chemicals on it, so it's not going to hurt your children. I mean, Aiden Tate from Organic Prepper did a review on it, and he said it was the best wool blanket he's ever seen. And you know, wool, even if it gets wet, it keeps you warm. I just want to mention those, because I got a bunch from my family, and we sold hundreds of these things. You can go to our website, Arcturus, A-R-C-T-U-R-U-S, Arcturus Blankets. But, you know, power outages when it's cold, and being able to keep warm, sleep under a wool blanket, it definitely is. Keeps its thermal qualities. It's a thick one too. It's not real light. It's not a light thing. It's a thick blanket. So brand new. I love them. But again, anybody has questions on communication, communicating during a grid down scenario or a communication down scenario, you know, we go sell everything from the Bofangs, you know, $35 all the way up to radios that really do some very sophisticated things. And I'm willing to help people develop a communication network so that they can stay in touch with people that need and gain the much valued intelligence for their area, listening and gaining what's going on, how come the power's down, and you'll hear intel across certain radio waves that you'll get weather information,
okay.
Local information.
This all sounds really good. Tell people how they can get a hold of you.
They can call me at 800-627-3809. 800-627-3809, or give me go to my website, readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. We also have a special on night vision, where if you buy a one unit, we're going to upgrade you to the next unit. So okay. you get a free upgrade, which generally is about $250 to $400. So if you call me, I'll go over that with you, so you'll get an upgrade on your night vision. If you buy, you know, unit B, we'll give you unit A.
Okay, we got that. Upgrade. And on that note, my friend, we are out of time. Thanks for sharing. Hide your kids from the draft board, people. Be leery of war with China. You better get prepped quickly. Bob, thanks for joining us. Take care.
God bless. Thank you, Dave.